This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 336 for Tuesday, April 6th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. Ice futures canola contracts were stronger on Tuesday, with the largest gains in the old crop months as tight supplies and the need to ration demand provided support. Canola up a dollar to over $18, May up $18.30 at $785.90 per ton. New crop November up $3.90 at $626. Advances in Chicago soy oil contributed to the firm tone, with Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures also up overnight. Dry weather and mounting drought concerns across the prairies were also supportive, although expectations for increased seeded canola area this spring did temper the advances in the new crop. France's Strategy Grains lowered their forecast for European rapeseed production this year to 16.8 million tons. That's down from an earlier estimate of just over 17 million. If realized, production would still be up from the 16.25 million tons grown last year when dryness cut into yields. In the U.S., soybeans are higher, while corn and wheat are both mixed. Soybeans up 6 cents in the May contract at 14.18 and 3 quarters per bushel. Brazil's soybean harvest was estimated at 78% complete. That's only 5 points off last year's pace at this time. However, logistics issues continue to hamper exports out of the country, and that's keeping U.S. beans well supported. Solid world demand for vegetable oil helped soy oil post solid gains, and that added to the general strength in beans. Attention is turning to U.S. spring planting, with current price spreads indicating some area could shift out of beans and into corn. Corn, it's mixed, though, with a firm tone in the front months and losses in some of the more deferred positions. The May contract up a penny at $5.54 per bushel. The U.S. corn crop was 2% seeded as of this past Sunday. That was in line with last year, but slightly off average expectations, closer to 3%. Wheat futures are mixed. Minneapolis up 4 cents in the May contract at $6.11 per bushel, with the winter wheats lower. Kansas City down 7 cents in May at $5.55 per bushel, and Chicago down 2 cents in the May contract at $6.15 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat crop was rated 53% good to excellent. That's in line with expectations, but well off the 62% good to excellent rating seen at this time last year. The U.S. spring wheat crop was 3% seeded. That's slightly ahead of the 2% average. Dryness in the key spring wheat growing northern states has helped farmers get on their fields early, but is also raising concerns over yields. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, April 6th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.